In this week's parasha, parasha's Ba'al Yischa, if you look at Perek Yud, Pasuk Beis, the Pasuk says like this, Asei Lecha Shteicha Tzoytzreis Kesef. Hashem is talking to Moshe Rabbeinu. He says, make two silver trumpets, Miksha Tasa Yisam, has to be knocked out, banged out from one piece of silver. V'hoi Lecha L'mikra Eida U'lamasa Samachnois. This Chatzoytzreis will be used, these trumpets will be used to gather the Klal Yisrael, to gather the Nesiim, to teach them Torah, to teach them the different halachas and takanas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. And the Pasuk says, Asei Lecha. And Rashi brings down the Medrash, Asei Lecha, Ata Oysa Mashtamish Behem, V'loi Acher, and no one else. And Rashi, Parash Vayelech, brings down that even Yehoshua, who is the next leader of Klal Yisrael, could not use these Chatzotras. They were Dafka for Moshe Rabbeinu, and Yeshua had to do something else. It's actually brought down, Yeshua used the Shofar, did not use trumpets. These trumpets were special for Moshe Rabbeinu and no one else. And Shaila is, Vos Epis, why couldn't the same trumpets be used for the next dar and the dar afterwards as well? Why dafka for this dar? The Bali Musa learn out from here that you see, every dar has its own nesayin and therefore has its own way of serving Hashem. Their own derech for Avodas Hashem. Every dar is different. And you can't use the same thing for this dar like it used for the next dar. The next dar doesn't use the same things from the previous dar. Every dar has its own way of chinuch and the own way of doing avodas Hashem. And therefore you can't use the same chatzotzeres which are used, the same trumpets which are used for Moshe Rabbeinu, which the significance is that this signifies the masa kahal, to gather kahal, to gather the olam, the mikra eda, and to gather the kahal, to gather the whole olam, that's to teach them Torah, that's only for this dar and not for the next dar. And that's why you needed different chatzotzeres. And like it says in the Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu, it's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, that Miyad B'Shas Priyas Olam, Heru HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Odom HaRishon, Dar Dar V'Darshav, Dar Dar V'Chachamav. Every Dar showed him the different Chachamav, to show him that every Dar has its own manig tailor-made for that Dar. And we shouldn't say, oh, if we had Moshe Rabbeinu, we'd be much better. That's not true. Our Nesyonis could only be dealt with our manig, and not with a manig from before. Now, this story is not only comes to the Manig Adar, it comes also for every single Yachid. Every single Yachid also should not say that if I would have that person's koiches, that person's brains, or that person's wealth, I would be a better person. It doesn't work like that. Every person is tailor-made for himself. Hashem gives him his own milas, his own chesroinus, and his own nesioinus, all for him to grow. And if he grows with someone else's milas, that's not going to be the right way of Avodas Hashem. He's not fulfilling his tafkid. He's not fulfilling his goal of being in this world. The goal of being in this world is to do the milas with what you have and to serve Hashem with what you have and not what someone else has. And maybe you could tie up. This is pshat in the beginning of the parasha where it says that the parasha starts off, Dabar Hashem Moshe Leimar, Dabar Lahara Matle Elav Aloyscha Saneris. Hashem tells Aaron HaKohen, your mitzvah will be the Neris. And Rashi says that Aaron HaKohen, after last week's parasha, where all the Nesiim brought a carbon, and he was left out. The Levim, Shevet Levi, did not bring a carbon for the Chanukah, Samas Be'ech, or Grain of the Mishkan. He didn't bring a carbon, and he felt bad. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, yours is better, you're going to light the menorah. And it says in the Pasuk that Aaron did the menorah, and yes, it says, yes, but he did what Hashem asked Moshe. That's what he did. Aaron HaKohen did what Hashem commanded Moshe. And the shail is, what's the chiddush? V'yas kena Aaron, what's the chiddush? Of course he did listen to Moshe Rabbeinu. Rashi says, l'hagat shvachash Aaron shloy shina, to give us praise to Aaron that he didn't change. Shloy shina? Like, what was the havamini he was going to change? So maybe he could tie up showers like this, that maybe he said to himself, you know what, I like Kabanis better. I like that better. That, you know, I'm jealous though. No, Malam Shloy Shina. He was excited and happy with his chalik, with his mitzvah. His mitzvah Aaron. That's your mitzvah Aaron. That's your mitzvah takabonis. Your mitzvah is to light the menorah. And he was happy with that. Malam Shloy Shina. I saw brought down in the Shomer Bashkin book a story that he used to say over from his father. And it's a good lesson. It says there was one time a Rabbi Yisrael who traveled to a distant city. He was from Kotsk. He was a Kotsk chassid. And he traveled to a distant city on his return to Kotsk. His friends asked him about his trip. He looked at him with a twinkle in his eye, and he said, I went to the theater. And this is clearly a joke. Rabbi Yisrael would never walk into actual theater. So he didn't leave him puzzling for that long. He explained himself. You know what I meant when I said I went to the theater? He said, when I arrived into this distant town, the local Hasidim took me around to see their community. Whenever they showed me something, whether it was Yid Davening or a communal building or something else, always the same comment. You see, just like in Kotsk. So I concluded that Rabbi Shaul said, I must be in an immense theater where nothing is what it is. Everything is imitation of something else. A lot of times people do something because everyone else does it. And they're just like that. We're just like them. That's not how it's supposed to be. We're supposed to be just like ourselves. Our tafkid and our goal in life is to serve Hashem the way we are and with our kaiches and not to look at other people's kaiches. And that is the lesson from the Yaskin Ara in Malam Shloshina and from the Pasuk Asei Lecho Chatzotris that Moshe Rabbeinu was told to use these trumpets. But for the next door, it's something else. Every door has its own Nisayin and its own way of serving Hashem. Agat Shabbos.